Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now also a podcast. My name is Julia, your guide through the labyrinth of life's profound questions and transformative adventures. I am slow traveling Africa, writing about social sustainable tourism and what actually happens when we let the heart lead the way. Through sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener. Because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So whether you're a seasoned traveler or a curious soul, let's embark on a journey where fear takes a backseat and joy leads the way. Hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Post Boy Debacle, the solo journey I did not expect. Dumped in a foreign country. It's no fun being dumped in general. Being dumped in a foreign country is no better, I tell you. The boy debacle was followed by a three-day-long pity party. It consisted of insane amounts of sleep, bad rom-coms, and long contemplation sessions with Gabrielle's Out of Reach playing on repeat. If you're not yet familiar with this emotional masterpiece of a song, you're welcome. Save it for your next heartbreak. Do you think I sound bitter? Maybe a little. Eventually, I came to realize that being cooped up inside, surviving on Mr. D, a food app, is not how I want to spend my time here, dumped or not. So I picked myself up to go buy some warmer clothes, as Durban has been surprisingly cold and rainy this October. I don't mind, though. It matches my current mood perfectly. Shopping in Durban. I had envisioned spending the day shopping at the Pavilion, this grotesquely huge mall complex encompassing everything one might need to shop away one's feelings. But sometimes you get what you need and not what you envisioned. Seems to be a theme this trip. Anyways, I end up at Musgrave Mall, a much smaller complex with just the most necessary stores. Upon entering the first store, I am greeted by this super cool lady who just seems to be the whole vibe. After talking for 30 minutes while trying out sneakers, we decide to exchange numbers and go out dancing sometime soon. For this reason and this reason alone, I love this country. The people. As I sit in the Uber, I notice a tiny piece of red paper on the back of my phone. It's a quote from a chai tea bag that I read once 2 years ago. Usually I feel that these quotes are shallow one-liners meant to bring you some temporary joy. However, this one quote resonated deeply with me, so I decided to keep it even if I, at the time, did not comprehend it. The quote reads, "Empty yourself and let the universe fill you." Well, lol, I am certainly doing the emptying part pretty thoroughly considering the life I just left behind in Sweden and every dream that fell apart when I was dumped in a foreign country. When is it time to start filling up? 5 tips for navigating heartache on the go. 1. Comfort. Call a friend, cousin, or whoever that is close to you. To be supported and seen by somebody that knows you can be invaluable when you're solo traveling far away from home. Thank goodness we live in a digital era. 2. Embrace solitude. Also allow yourself time alone to reflect and heal. As much as other people help you, you are your biggest support system. Lean into who you are and what you need when things are hard. 3. Connect with locals. Look around and see who wants to connect. Sure, this was not how you imagined your trips to go, but is that a reason to let it go to waste? Plus, it's a lot easier to get new friends when you're not attached to people who already know you. 4. Practice gratitude. This one, I admit, is hard to swallow at times when things are shit, but I have honestly found it makes all of the difference. I chose to be here. Focusing on what I can learn and gratitude for everything I have makes me feel better. 5. Indulge. Prioritize activities that brings you joy. For me, that is dancing. Going out for a social dance or dancing it out in my own kitchen, it doesn't matter where, as long as I'm dancing. Alright guys, that was today's blog post. As you may or may not know, this podcast is part of a larger travel platform specializing in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to reach out to me, please, please do. You will find me on www.theglobalentity.com or any social medias with that same name, The Global Entity. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. If you really like it, maybe even send it to a friend that you think might enjoy it too. Otherwise, have a great week and don't forget to dance.